Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's podcast. Today we're going to be looking at prepositions of place, specifically the three most important, which are in, at, and on. So we're going to be looking at when to use in first. And we use in for a number of reasons. And the first reason is when we are talking about being in a city, a country, a town, or a region of a country. For example, I'm in Spain. We're working in Paris this week. So in is for a large area like a city or a country. We also use in for a specific room of a building, an enclosed space. For example, she is in her kitchen, or the kids are playing in the living room. The idea here is you have a room with the four walls and the ceiling, and you are inside that space. But also for smaller spaces, like for example a box, we would say in the box. The jewellery is in the box. The cutlery is in the drawer. My phone is in my pocket. All of these things, a box, a drawer, a pocket, they are enclosed spaces. We also use in for bodies of water. For example, the sea, the lake, the pond. Let's go swimming in the sea. The ducks are in the lake. So that's how we use in. Next, on. Now for on, we use this preposition when we're referring to something that is attached to horizontal or vertical areas. So let's look at some horizontal areas. The table, for example. The book is on the table. My friends are sitting on the sofa. The sofa is horizontal, so we say on the sofa. But also for a vertical area, the wall, for example, the mirror is on the wall. We also use it for a page. The information is on page 20 of this book. The information is on page 20. So that's the main reason we use on as a preposition of place. Let's look at, and this is the one which I think most English learners find the most difficult. One of the most common mistakes is people using in when in fact they should be using at. And we use at for public places where we're not specifying the exact location of where, for example, the person is. Notice before, when we were talking about in, we're referring to a specific room of a building, maybe like a house. I'm in the kitchen. But when we're speaking only about a building and not the specific area of the building, we use at. For example, she's at the gym, or we are at the supermarket. It actually sounds unnatural to say she's in the gym or we're in the supermarket, as that really should only be for a room of a building and not the more general idea of the building as a whole. So try to remember to use at with public places. I'm at the bank, I'm at the gym, I'm at the post office. We also use at to describe the position of something next to something else. For example, I am sitting at my desk. She's waiting at the bus stop. Turn left at the traffic lights. Generally, when explaining this idea, I say, if it's not in and it's not on, then it should be at. We use in to be inside a space that is enclosed. We use on to refer to something which is attached to something vertically or horizontally. For everything else, we use at. Three other important things to remember. Firstly, we say at home and at work. We say in a photo, not on a photo, but in a photo. And we say on the first floor of a building, or on the second or third floor of a building. Okay, that's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you're interested in taking English classes with me online, you can find all the information on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. That's learnenglishwithben.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.